Okay, Parshas Tetzaveh. So, many of the Mepharshim deal the fact that this Parsha does not have the name of Moshe found in it. The first pasuk is Ve'atot Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael V'yichu Eilecho Shemen Zayis Zoch Kosis Lama'or Lahalos Ner Tamid. I think that's what we're going to get to. So first of all, let's look at the Rav. So Soloveitchik, the bottom of page 1, it says, this is the only parsha, excluding, of course, everything save for Bereishis, in which Moshe's name is not mentioned. Moshe is referred only in the second person singular you. The Vilna Gaon states that Parsha Tetzaveh does not contain Moshe's name because this is the parsha, which is most often read during the week of the 7th of Adar, which was the day of Moshe's death. The conceptual link between the Parsha and this date, however, seems obscure. So many of the Mepharshim quote the Gra, the other to say very the exact same thing, the fact that it's missing. We'll see those Mepharshim in a few minutes. It is in the Parsha Tetzaveh that Moshe was informed that he was not to be the Kohen Gadol, despite being the most obvious choice for the position. Moshe was the Redeemer and saved Israel from annihilation during the Golden Calf incident. Moshe had the strongest claim to the position. Yet, here he was informed of the loss through these words, and you bring near to yourself your brother, Aharon, and his sons with him from amongst the children of Israel to serve. Moshe lost his right to assume the priesthood as a result of the conversation between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe in Parsha Shmos. Moshe initially refused to accept the mission that God had insisted he assume to confront Paro and free the nation. Moshe argued that he could not lead the people because he was a stutterer, to which God replied that he would help him articulate during his confrontation with Paro. Despite this assurance, Moshe once again refused, asking God to send someone else. The Torah then tells us, and the Lord's wrath was kindled, Vayichar Av, against Moshe, and he said, "Is there not Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he will surely speak." Rashi asks why the phrase the Levite is necessary. Didn't Moshe know that his brother came from the same tribe as he did? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Zevachim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, every expression of a yichar af, of anger, written in the Torah using the term charon af, is followed by a punishment. Here, however, we do not find the punishment for Moshe. Even though the expression for the anger that God expressed upon Moshe, repeated refusal was Vayicharaf. Rabbi Yossi said, here too there is a punishment. The word Levite, why did you say Levi? Was inserted here for Aaron was destined to be a Levi, while Moses was to be a Kohen. However, now Aaron will be the Kohen and Moshe the Levite. This parsha makes a major turning point, marks a major turning point in Moshe's life. Had Moshe become a Kohen Gadol, the temple would never have been destroyed. Had Moshe not initially refused his leadership role, the Exodus would have been constituted a permanent, not temporary, redemption. This parsha alludes to a dislocation in Jewish history. Moshe's name is not mentioned, for he could only give instructions to Aaron. The actual temple service, however, would be done only by Aaron. The Parsha, which does not contain Moshe's name, coincides with the seventh day of Adar, because in a sense, this Parsha marked the beginning of Moshe's death. The Egyptian redemption did not result in the permanent redemption of the Jewish people as Moshe died prior to entering the land. So first of all, the concept, the Rav is saying is that because Moshe did not accept his role, so because of that, he was supposed to be the Kohen Gadol, the Melech, he was everything to be in one individual. And had he accepted, they would have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael. He would have been the Melech HaMashiach. There would have been no further going into Golus. But instead, what happened? He didn't accept it.
And that mean he's being punished by Nevis?
Well, you know what? There is, Rav Shachter speaks about this quite often as far as Anivus. Anivus has its place. And then it has that it's a certain point where the Anivus is incorrect. Anivus doesn't mean to always say, me, you're going to ask me, you should ask someone else. No, if you are the person who can do something, can you imagine Rav Moshe Feinstein, and I've heard Rav Schechter use this example. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein, well, I'm an Anav, I can't paskin. It's a derelict of duties at some point. And that's what happened with Moshe. Moshe at this point, and this is what he's saying, the Rav is not rejecting the gross statement. He's really explaining that the reason why he's left, because this is the week that he died. And if this is the week he's died, there's this mention in this parsha, because this was the beginning of his death of Moshe, because Moshe was not going to be the Melech HaMashiach, so it was destined that he wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's one problem. By the way, last week, the Argadah Yahu points out, also fascinating, that the Mishkan was not to be. In other words, there wasn't going to be a Mishkan. There wasn't going to be a Beis HaMikdash. Had we gone out of Mitzrayim and not have the Chet of the Eagle, we would have, in the words of the Rav, that we would have been able to perceive the five elements of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. There would be no reason to have a Beis HaMikdash, no reason to have a Mishkan. The Mishkan was created because we can't perceive God. And because we can't perceive God, there are other. There is the Beis HaMikdash in order for us to have a greater appreciation of the Kaddish Baruch Hu on our level. The Rav also said when he came to this that all of the kelim of the Mishkan were different. Had he been the Melech HaMashiach, he doesn't say there wouldn't have been a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan, but there would have been different kelim. The kelim were such because of the fact that we're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's a very interesting approach. So the Imre Baruch, Rav Baruch Simon, has an unbelievable thought about the absence of the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. On page 3. So he starts off with Parsha Seinu. Koronon Odos Amini Aharon Ubanov L'Sharis B'Kahuna. Minu Shana'aseh K'muvan Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is it that now you have, this is the parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is now appointing Aaron, so why isn't his name mentioned? V'nir levar ha'inyan be'ezrat Hashem, apim ma'ashem atzina b'dirvei chazal, be'inyan godel rikshe ha'ava, shekocha shemoshe Rabbeinu l'usham kapei Aaron. They have a very different, a very beautiful pshat, but dealing with the love that Moshe had for Aaron, b'sho she'aharon nismana l'mishra zusha kuhuna v'lohu. In the Akosav Omer, the Pasuk says, v'yicharaf b'moshe, hanushe kadosh baruch hu kos k'v'yochol ha'moshe Rabbeinu, that God got upset with Moshe, al shasirav lehiyel shliach Hashem legaol Yisrael. V'ya'ayin sham b'perish Rashi shehevi divrei gemara b'seches zvachim. The Rishua ben Karka omer kol charon afshe b'tar again, like the Rav said, nemer b'rosham v'zeh lo nemer b'rosham v'lo matzinu sheba onesh ayidei osa charon. We don't see a punishment. Omer l'Rabbi Yosi af b'zu nemer b'rosham. Hello, Aaron Achicha Halevi, Shahoya Asad Lihios Levi, Velo Kohen, Vahakahuna Hayisi Omer Letseis Mucha. You were supposed to be the Kohen. May Ata from now, Lo Yehakain, Elohu Yehia Kohen, Viato Halevi. You will be the Levi. Umosha Isha Lakim, Banav Yikru Ashevet Halevi. Umavur Mizet, Ladashra Biosi, Ruya Hoysa Hakahuna Letseis Mimosha. Of course, it was right to go from Moshe Ella, Shekasheh Haraba Af Hashem, Ibidis Kuhunaso Venitna Laaro. Baram, but we see, Matzina Ode, Ki Af Shaaz Ivad Moshe. Even though Moshe lost as Kuhunaso, Venitna Laaro, and was given to Aaron, Hine Laachar Cheta Egel Hoya Aaron Roy Laabidis Kuhuna. Aaron himself should have lost the Kuhuna after the chait of the ego for his participation. V'sheshuv tinasein l'Moshe, and he should have gone back to Moshe. Elo shemoshe Rabbeinu shalom b'tfiloso, this in his tefillah, Moshe Davin, Paul, Shatishar HaKahuna Eitel Aaron, that the kahuna should remain with Aaron. V'zehu inyan hakasa v'yata hakrev elecha. What does that mean, that you should bring him closer to you? K'moshe kasav hakli yakar. Hosef kan loshon v'yata, lomo lecha shemitzad maisa egel nisrachek Aaron. We see from the mice of the eagle, Aaron was pushed further away. K'moshe nifsalu b'chore Yisrael. Just like the b'chorim. Moshe kirvu b'tefilaso, but Moshe brings him closer with his tefillah. Uva Aharon hisanev Hashem, ma'ol hashmido v'espalo gam ba'ad Aharon ve'esahi. I daven for Aharon during that time, and he was pushed away v'inyan tefillah. Zu shatol Moshe be'atzmo lomar, halo achiyu b'sorihu. Even he's my brother, he's my flesh. V'shmadato ki'ilu. By killing him or pushing him away, it's like you're eating half of my basar. Kederesh espalal Miriam. Nimsa sheba avor. We see because shekarva Moshe elov, al kain nivchar b'schus Moshe. Afal pishagam huho yibatoch b'nei Yisrael. So he is davening for Aaron and he's bringing him closer, even though that. He was also part of B'nai Yisrael. Ovdei ha'egel kirbo mitoch B'nai Yisrael. V'hakol b'avroch l'kach nema v'yatah. Hakrev. Now here we come to l'achir v'advarim. To really explain this. So Rabbi Simon says, B'yes abir kosa b'sefer rinat Yitzchak. L'rav hagon Rav Avron Yitzchak Sorotskin. So in rinat Yitzchak he writes as follows. L'fi ha'mavur shemosha ha'yakoim. Barak shenital mimeno v'nital li Aharon, nirush al yedei cheta egel she'ibad Aharon kuhnaso. We see through the chet of the egel that Aharon, who lost his kahuna, hoya Moshe tzorach liyos nishar kohen. So Moshe should have now become the kohen. Af liachas shivas yimei hamluim. D'mei ha'pasuk v'gemara mashma. We see from the pasuk. We see from the gemara. Shehasaris Moshe men hakahuna hoya toli b'zeh. Sha'aron nasa kohen ve'ilu Aaron lo haya nasa kohen haya Moshe nishar kohen. It's not that he lost that was that he could no longer be a kohen. It was the possibility Moshe Rabbeinu, so he should have become the kohen. V'nimsa imkain sha'ayde tefilas Moshe lekarev Aaron lekahuna ibad Moshe's kahunasa. But through his tefila, now Moshe lost the kahuna. Ulekach siv v'ata hakrev elecha. Bimkom cha v'tachtecha, instead of you, to al yedei tefilascha v'kirav Aaron l'kahuna, who mishamish tachtecha. And now he comes, and now you understand just a beautiful pshat why the name of Moshe is missing. Hare mavua mikol zeh godel hachiva v'ava shehoi l'Moshe Rabbeinu. We see the amazing love that Moshe had for Aaron, kalpe Aaron achiv, shekain adam rogel b'masav kizeh haya omer belibo harebi emes min lechatchila kahuna shayeches li. Usually, a person would say in his heart, "This really belongs to me." V'rak shemach v'siba misuyem as he bought it to yourself. For one reason, I lost it to my brother. V'mkain atok asher shuv ibad oso achi. And now it comes returning back to me. Mali l'spalo l'achish t'shar esla. Why should I daven? Ulam lo kein Moshe Rabbeinu. Shelo hoya bal chemda v'kinna. Ela sameach b'chelko v'spalo l'aron shelo t'iloki chakuhuna mimeno. But instead he davened. He said, I don't need it. I am a sameach b'chelki. V'lochein lo huska shemo v'parsha zu. Lahoros ki kol kach bita Moshe Rabbeinu olav asholon is atzma. He himself was mivatal his own name, his own you know being. Ves kol ritzon osav all of that his wants. Ad shahaya be'enei atzma k'mishena, as if he's non-existent. Verak dog v'hispala b'chol libo. What a magnificent idea. The missing name, The reason why he's missing, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself made himself into a nothing, an abomination, nothing, because he wanted to make sure that Aaron would become the Kohen Gadol. V'zel limud gadol bein adam l'chaveru, shelo li yis balkina v'chemda, elo yosameach b'chelko sh'reakol, matana l'kim hu, everything is from God. He continues on the next page, on 5, ulam, yesh od nekud is another point to make chashuva. Sheyesh lamo be'inyan zeh. Dehine kosov hatur beperusha la Torah beis tamim lomen nishmat shemo shel Moshe Rabbeinu miparshizu. Another two reasons. Lo hiske kam Moshe b'shem b'chol haseder. Ma she'en kem b'chol haTorah shemishor sheno leMoshe ein seder ad Mishnah Torah shelo huska Moshe bo. V'lomel niska b'chol hasidru shemo. Why? Hashem Sha'amar Mecheni Na'a Misafrecha. When Moshe says later on, after the Chedah, to wipe out, take, erase my name. Ki Kololas Chacham, a Kolola of a Chacham, Afilu Al Tanai Hiba. Even if it's on a Tanai, it's going to have to come true. V'yesh Mefarshin L'fisha Ratzel L'tzavol Sol Inyan Abagadim L'Aron, V'Moshe Haya Asid L'Hiyos Kohen Gadol. In the future, Moshe will be the Kohen Gadol. V'hayulo akmas nefesh lazgira etzel habegatim shahay ruuyim lo v'nilchu mimenu v'yesh lamo mizeh. So we see from here a musar haseichel nora, unbelievable musar. Sha'av Moshe Rabbeinu mitzido hu batel legarmei b'tachlis abitul v'yisameach ma'usha bezeh sha'aron nisman le'aron. Even they had tremendous happiness v'yav shehispalo lakach. In kol zeh haTorah mitzida misyachzes kibirikshes zehirus anosei zeh. Lo hiskeru shemo etel haKohuna b'bnei kavodo. He's not mentioned under the Kohuna because of the covenant to Moshe. Lilmo to glima gadol kametzrichem onel lehiyos regishim kalchei chavreinu. Such a beautiful idea. On top of everything else is that the Torah is teaching us how much we have to be careful not to mention certain topics in front of a friend. Shalola haskim b'fneihem davar sheyachol legrom lahem tsar kol dehu. Anything that might bother the individual. Afilu kasher anu yodim, o sevurim sheyodim. Even though we think shali yifka b'yisal, but he's not going to be bothered by it. Uche inyim ashematzina b'medrashe chazal, haynu da'ami inshe giyura ad asara. How important, such a beautiful, two beautiful ideas that Simon is talking about. Either the fact the missing of the name is one reason, is because he was mevatel himself. He so much wanted it for his brother. Like he just, it's not for me. I'm willing to, through his tefillah, he took away his ability to be the Kohen. And the reason why the Torah doesn't mention it, going to the tour, another beautiful idea is that we should be so careful. So careful what to say in front of an individual. He shouldn't have the Agmas Nefesh. We'll come back to this idea, but it just the Kedushas Levi also talks about, but it's somewhat very appropriate and something close to it. V'nasa Aaron eshmosam alibo. Kedushas Levi wants to know, so why is it? Why is it that we have the names of the 12 Shvatim? Why do we have the names of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? We always say B'schus Avos. Kei Avram, Lekei Yitzchak, Lekei Yaakov. We don't say B'schus of the Shvatim. So comes the Kedushas Levi, and also a very important lesson. Yesh L'daktik, it's on page 6. Yesh L'daktik, Loma Nasa Aaron Shmos HaShvatim. U'b'chol Malkom Atzinu Shemuskas Chus Avos Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.
Even though many say the names of Rabbi Zev were there also.
It's not explicitly written.
Only names of the Shvatim.
Aaron was chosen from all of Bnei Yisrael.
Even though We will usually say, we're almost forced to say, that this individual who was chosen, Avusha Oyevasa, that God loves him. Aval Haklal Husonim, but the rest is on a different level. He hates. Bechein Hayinu Rotzim Lomar. Ki Habechir Ba'aru Metoch Ben Yisrael Hayazah Haderech. Lachein Hayuchokim Shemes Hashvatim. The reason why the names were written, Laharo Shagam Behem Chavitz Hashem Ve'ofei Hosam. Another very important, you know, Ha'ara. The reason why the names of the Shvatim are written over there, because you would assume the Levi is much more important than any other, and Aaron is even greater than all of the other, you know, Shvatim, and even though he was chosen, but to show that, you know, they're individuals. Some people are leaders, some people are followers, some people are Kohen Gadol. It doesn't mean that anyone has a higher or lesser role, really, in the eyes of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So back to, on page 7, back to this idea again of the missing name. The Ma'are Neim Yisrael HaPasu V'Yatot Tzav Ez B'nei Yisrael. Of course, he writes, Hinei Yudu Kushi Samifashin Lomelu Nizka Shemo Shemosha Rabbeinu. U'mevar HaMa'are Neim. The Ma'are Neim is the Chernobyl Rebbe. Shechol Parshas Tzav, same as the Gra. B'shavua shechobol zayin adar yom patiras Moshe Rabbeinu alken lo nizka shemo b'parshazu l'rameis ala inyan histalukusa min olam. To talk about the fact that Moshe, or to give a remez that he left this world. V'nei isa b'tikune zor ha-kadosh ishpatusa de Moshe b'chol dara v'dara. The essence of Moshe, the teachings of Moshe, his essence is found in every generation. Ve'ininu ki Moshe hu hadas, v'hadas hazeh nimtza b'chol ish Yisrael atzov kol hadoros. I don't understand what this means, or either the neshama or the knowledge, but somehow the relationship that we all have still with Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol ma she'adam mevin, everything that man, a Jew, understands. U'masig ma'at b'divrei Torah. Hakol nova miosa bechinas hadash of Moshe Rabbeinu. As if we're latching on to the knowledge of Moshe. Haine b'shoa shezocha adam lahavin. Eze inim b'torah. Zehu machmash and his orabar oz nitzutz mimoshe. A spark of Moshe Rabbeinu within us. Veheir b'dato v'ayitzeho yeyachol lahavin ayinim. That God, the Moshe, basically, it's through Moshe that we understand something in Torah. V'zehu sheramas hakosav kan. V'yata, the oath of Vav, hu bechinas hadas, v'yom rakosav v'ata, rotsa lomar, ata Moshe Rabbeinu shahanach hadas hanimshach ben haTorah. You, Moshe, which is the extension, the Vav, the extension of the Torah, bechina oz Vav, Tetzava, Miloshen Tzivtzov Es Chabrus, a connection. Kiloma Tzachaber Hadas Hazeh Es Piya Ha'am B'nei Yisrael V'tamshach HaKol Ish Yisrael Atzof Kol Hadoros. U'mamshach Levar Nemi'orei Naim goes on to explain Al Derech Zeh V'yichu Elecho Shem Zay Yisach Zach, what does that mean? Zehu Tzivoy El B'nei Yisrael Tzrichim L'dabek Atzmam El Hadash Moshe. It's so that we, v'yichu elecha, that we ourselves have to be, what do we have to do? We have to be dovek to the das, to the knowledge of Moshe, the nitzotzes of Moshe within us. Shenimtza b'Torah. Ubed ginzei Yosef mevar hakosav gamken apidivrei hatikune zor hakodesh ishpatusa de Moshe b'chol doro b'chol nasha. Hainush Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it mean? Messiah, he helps. L'chol ishi Yisrael be'avodaso. Emnan ha'adam tzorach l'haktim v'lasos metchila. It's re'usa de'letasa de'betorah utfila. And if v'yacharkach yisayahu lo min havshamayim, sheyuchel l'kalkel am re'usa de'le'ela. And that's what it means. Even though we are getting help, the Eish, the fire comes down from Shemayim, mitzvah lahavi min ahedjah. We still have to do something. Kolomer afapish and nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu mofio masayeo mispashet lechol adam Yisrael. Even though we are this relationship, this hashba that we are getting from Moshe Rabbeinu, and calls it tzorach lahatum tila hadas atzma laasos koma shebichuli mudei Torah v'yavoda hatvila. And that's what it means. We are taught to save as bnei Yisrael. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu, Mischaber Mishayer B'kocha L'chol Yisrael, he is the one who is giving us, is helping us. Ach afa pikein bo hatzivri lomar b'gichu eilecho shemen. What is shemen? Shemen romez al ha-Torah. V'psilim ramez al diburei ha-Tvila. U'b'koach zeh she'odam maska l'mo Torah, u'l'espel k'royis ha-yohu lo acharkach min ha-shamayim. Again, it's such a beautiful idea from the Mi'orei Naim, and also the Ginsei Yosef, that we start with, first of all, the missing name, I guess is to remind us, the missing Rebbe. The missing Rebbe. Yuchay Lecha, yes, in the Rebbe's, and even though, and it's something separate, I mean, I think with Derech Klal, we think about our Rabbanim, we think of our Rebbe's, think of whoever we had a Rebbe, was Rabbi Kelmer, was Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Lamb, whatever our Rebbe's, whoever they were, this understanding, even though they're missing, even though they're no longer with us, their hashpa is still on us. Their Torah. So here we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what, you know, how many other people do you say Moshe Rabbeinu? You know, we say Rebbe Moshe, we say the Rav, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's all of our Rebbe, all of our teachers. For all of us, he's our teacher. He still influences us, still teaching us all of his Torah. Rabbi Elimelech Biederman also brings down another beautiful understanding. Page 9. But Parsha said in our Parsha, we had taught the Sabbath of B'nai Yishov, Yichvei Lech Zayas. Isa mehagoyin hakadosh chsan sofer. Chsan sofer says the farish al das hamusar. The rabu hamiskashim umisnasim b'mesechus yisurim. There's so many people that go through yisurim, kushi, hard. Vastara kochad v'chad b'dilei. Everyone has their own peckle. U'bemar libam shoel manishtan. Each one asks. Manishtana, why me? Madua bi'ato eilai, baso eilai hara hagdol hazos. Why am I suffering? Emnam be'emez kol osam yisurim lo no'adu elu lezachichas adam. Yisurim helps us. Be'olam hazeh, of course, you know, the yisurim shel Abba, the certain yisurim. We're not talking about the...
We can live without
it. Yeah, the horrific, yeah, in economic. Ba'olam hazeh b'chdei shikabel kol schoro b'yolam haba. Ba'kadosh Baruch Hu mitzapin, he looks u'mitzarif lehem es hatov haro'i lehem b'olam hazeh. Avur hakeren sheyekiyam lehem b'olam haba. V'ray l'davar, and we see this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is u'adon kol ha'nevim, the greatest of all prophets. Kimi lanu gadol mimenu v'im kol zos ha'yima'una u'maruba v'yisurim shonim kol yamav. You know, we don't look at Moshe Rabbeinu this way, but think about it. I remember in Bamidbar, Rav was talking about, when I forget the lashon of the Torah, when he says, my breastfeeding, I forget the lashon. It was Moshe Rabbeinu also said, it was so overwhelming, his whole task. But he says, the miyoma ludasu, from the day he was born, Ad bo ad paro, nisnasa b'yisurim, shonim v'mishunim, lo avru gimel chadda, if the 3 months will lead us, gavar hushlach hayora, going on a trip. Misham nilkach echad akavalis gadal, al birchei paro harasha, umisham hutsruach livroch, then he had to run away from him, v'lazav his beisav, v'yachav b'nei Yisrael l'mayndim, him, v'gam sham lo yashav b'chvodu shalalam, k'mo sha'ama yemei ger ha'yisi b'eris nachriyah. It wasn't enjoyable living where he was living. As a leader, they're going to kill me soon. Erase me. Uchadoma tells Rabos, Avakolze lohoye elu tavasa, all this is for his tov, for his good. We call Elu Nivne lehios Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what made Moshe Rabbeinu. Av lanavim, Vizocha mashalo zocha yilud isha mi'olam. And this is why he was able to be zocha to something that no other born individual had this. The yoskam upon him, mem yom b'shamayim lekabel hatorim pi agvura. Was a Musa Haskel Lashar b'nei Adam shelo yivat b'yisurim. This is a very hard Musa. What was the story with Reb Zisha? Reb Zisha, when someone comes over and he says, I have such terrible yisurim, I don't know how to have a munah b'Hashem. And he says, go see Reb Zisha. He says, no, go see Reb Zisha. He says, what are you doing? He says, I have such terrible yisurim. And someone told me I should come see you, that you would be able to explain to me, you know, how to handle the Yisurim. And Mzisha says, I don't know what you're coming to me. I don't have any Yisurim. I have a beautiful life. It's very hard to be on that Madrega. V'zeh ha-mechave, but that's what he sees in this pasuk. V'yato tetzave, ko'i alo todotescho u'me'oros chayecho. You should speak to yourself. Halo heima yoru v'yatzav. The Yilmudu l'bnei Yisrael v'gichu elecha. You should teach them and command them. V'gichu elecha. Take to yourself. She'gichu mimcha musa. Mi yikach es a musa. Who says the musa? Shemen Zayis. What is Shemen Zayis? B'nei Yisrael. Shemen is always considered, I forget the Rashi. Rashi, I think, in Shmuel. It talks about the shemen, of drinking shemen is for chachma. Shenimshul zayis yizim emesha ubal loma shegishem she'ain shemen zayis yotzi ella ayidei wat ketisha, hammering, destroying, smashing. Kacha adam ayidezeh shehu meducha miyisurin nasa zoch kadosh v'tahar. I mean, very chassidish a thought on a pasuk. I mean, when they talk about shivim panim lataros. This must be number 69 or 70. It's just like it's v'yichu elecha. You should take the musar. Shem and Zayis. Who's the bnei Yisrael? Shem and Zayis kosis, destruction. The yisurim are what they are that can help you. Okay. The igrot dekala on page 13. The bnei Yisaskar. Also, very, very beautiful in December. Igra de Kala. Isol ha-pasuk yarech oso Aharon abanav chukas olam ledorosam me'es b'nei Yisrael. L'chara kosha. It's hard to understand. Ki me'omro chukas olam ledorosam. What does it mean, ledorosam? Mashma. Shemitzvazu nehegas the olam b'chol ha-doros. Ve'eichav shalomra, what do you mean? The mitzvah hadlakas ha-menorah? Halabi olam ha-rashiyos chara beis ha-mikdash. We don't have the menorah today. V'zeh shemen rab batlo lo mitzvahs hadlakas nevers ha-menorah. Odei shalahavim, but what are you saying l'dorasam? Yes, for some generations, but not for all generations. Odei shalahavim omro me'eis b'nei Yisrael. Hare mitzvahs hadlakas ha-menorah? The Ayyidah Kohanim, it's not from B'nai Yisrael, it's the Kohanim. V'im ha-kavana l'zeh sh'ba'a minidavas tzibur, halo kol karbana tzibur ba'an minidavas tzibur, v'afa pikenu nemra b'hem me'es B'nai Yisrael. So what do we say it here? In Mavara p'ma d'isa b'kedusha s'alevi b'adetcha v'rebbe says, b'kedusha Bekedushos lechanukah. Levar lomanasa neis chanukah mitzvahs halakas haneiros dafka. Why dafka the chanukah go through the neis of the neiros? Could have been 100 other ways. Because of kikasher nichnasu hayivon lebeis hamikdash. Nisbat lekol avodas hamikdash. There was no avoda. Acharei shenichnasu lehechol v'tamu kol hashmeinim v'chein osub tumas v'kulkulim b'shar klei hamikdash. They weren't able to be makriv. They couldn't do the karbanos or another avoda. Ulam gam be'esa hikasher batlu kol ha-mitzvah shebe'mikdash. Mikol mekom mitzvahs ha-neiros lo batlu legamri. Ki af, even though Shabbatocha beis hamikdash lahayuchal nahadik neiros amenorah, adayin hayus Yisrael madlikin ashar neiros mitzvah, neiros Shabbos, neiros beis hakinesas, sheyicholun lahaglit begvulim. They still had the mitzvah, whatever they could do. Liyoski mitzvahs haneiros haisa hamitzvahs hayichida mikol avodas beis hamikdash. Since the neiros, the lining of the menorah, it was a unique mitzvah mikol avodas beis hamikdash. Shehoy Yisrael yichol nakayim beis ahi, and he also avoda haneiros halolu lamalu shamayim lenachas ruach lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And from there this ora tshuka kibiyochol lefanav lemitzvos halakas neiros shabbat laoz bebeis hamikdash. When this orera and woke up the chivas avodas beis hamikdash lefanav v'zegaram lechol haneis the Chanukah, the ish kodesh, that's also very similar. Sometimes we obtain it. There he was talking about matzah, but that the matzah, the whole idea of matzah came because we gave the kedusha, we gave the purpose to matzah, why we eat matzah on Pesach. It wasn't that the Shemayim, but we gave because of the way we acted. Here it's also his same. So why was it through this avoda? Because that even in the times without the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah that we were makayim through the Neira, so in that sense, with throughout the Zechus, we were able to accomplish others. The final piece, just another beautiful idea from Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, on page 15. We are taught to Tzavos B'nei Yisrael again. V'yuchay lecha Hashem Zayas Kosis Lema'or Lahalos Natamid Nir Levar Ki Kosis Lema'or Hamenorah Mora LaTorah. So we've said before the Kosis of Elimelech Biderman talked about Yisurim, but Rav Yonis and Eibshitz is going to speak about learning Torah, the difficulty. Nir Levar Ki Kosis Lema'or Hamenorah Mora LaTorah De'ena Torah Niknis Ella B'yigia. No, we always say it's not through some, it has to be through yigiyah, through hard work. Ulakaksiv la ma'or. Begama Torah tzricha lehismada gedola machmas hashicha. You have to study so much on it because you forget. Vechenk siv. Senif enecha bo veinenu. Ulakach lahalos ner tamid vini ilu nachlu yisrael satorah mipia kodesh baruch. This is also fascinating. The statement by Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz. Had we heard all of the Torah directly from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mipia Kodesh Baruch Hu l'hoya shecha, we never would have forgotten anything. V'lo ha-yitzorach yigia l'Torah. Rak ho'el v'lo shamu Mipia Kodesh Baruch Hu, rak Mipi Moshe, we didn't hear from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only through Moshe, tzorach yigia l'vara ocha mipsolas. Began begeda hashicha. Zel vi'ata tetzavos b'nei Yisrael. That's what does it mean. You have to command them. I will iluwa yikodesh baruch hu mitzava, but kodesh baruch hu would have commanded lo yitzorach lezeh klal. Avol vi'ata tetzavos tzorach lehios kosis lama'or yigia. Yigia rabba l'tor v'gam l'salos n'etamen shetricha hatorah hasmada gedola. Rav Shimon Shkaf, he in his introduction, he speaks about the difference in the first luchos and the second luchos, and he said from the first luchos that we obtained the first luchos, there never would have been shicha. This is a very different idea. The Rabbi Yonason is saying is no, because we didn't hear it directly from Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're also, but if you take the lesson also from Rav Shimon Shkaf, he said, can you imagine a world? You would read it once, and you would be no. You would never forget it. You would never forget it again. So for the average individual, I mean, we know certain people have a photographic memory, and you know, it's to be somewhat in awe and jealous of these individuals. I heard a story. I don't know if it's true. Maybe someone was here for Rabbi Kalman's Prubber, but I heard a story this week that he was giving a shiur on Maseches Psachim. And then someone asked him a question. He said, well, if you look at Tosos, I think on the second line, you'll see this is someone. So, well, why don't you take a look at that? you know, the Gemara says, if it's there, and Rabbi Kellerman said, well, because you gave me a Masechet Sukkah, I'm giving a Shir HaMsachim. And so someone looked at him and says, I thought that was part of the Bechina. You gave me a different Masechet. You want to know if I could, you know, figure it out. I don't know, Irving, was that true? Did that happen? I don't know if it happened.
I've had things like that at the Shabbos afternoon Shir, where he's referring to something on different pages and citing it verbatim.
Yes. I remember sometimes when he's giving a shir, and you could see him looking up and then going straight down the page. His eyes would go down. But I don't know if that story is true, but you know what? They don't tell these stories about you and I. But still, it takes a tremendous personality to keep on learning, to keep in like this. I mean, so much Torah today, to keep studying and learning. You know, you see pictures of Shechter, it's different things. He got a new Sefer, and he's just reading through the Sefer. I don't know if he, I assume he also has a photographic memory. Most individuals would waste their life. They would waste their life. The Yigiya, the fact that we're sitting and learning all the time, and this is what we're participating in. You know, otherwise we'd have so much Bittul Torah, who knows what would be. So Rabbi Yonasan goes on to finish with Od Ramza HaTorah, Sha'al Yomer Adam Chachmasi B'Yosef Ve'Eini Tzorach L'Yigiya Basmada. Don't say that. The B'Yem is B'Yosef Shehu Chacham Yosef Motzi Bo Shichas V'Tos. That's, then you will have even more so forgetting. V'Tzorach L'Hosef Yigiya V'Hasmada Machmas HaShicha Sheyesh Lo Yosef. U'Lekach Im Oma Shlomo Rosh L'Chachamim. Amati Achachma V'Hi Rechokma. I said I will be smart, be wise, but he rechokim him in, but it's very far from me. Umi lana gadol mimosha shehesig mem tashari bina, shei efshel lahasig yoseh, hayetzorach liyigiyah v'hasmada. Umimena yilamdu, we have to learn from that acherim, v'zeh v'ata tetzav v'yuchel lecha shem and zayas, zach kosas lama'or lahalos ner tomid, afilo ata tzorach yigiyah v'hasmada, ulekach me'elecha, and therefore from here you should take it ro'i dema'ata tzorach yegia. V'gam nem lemalem izesto parshas truma, l'chol kli ha'mishkan, v'chol yisados d'chotzen n'choshes, v'omru b'medrash rab d'parshas truma, ki zov v'kesev n'choshes v'barza morel al arba malchias. It's talking about the four malchias. U'kvar omru chazal ki moshe l'rotzalom l'yishol, he didn't want to tell them that there's going to be gullus. Why is it? They shouldn't feel so terrible. You should talk to them. Pious, let them feel better. All of these things will help you. Even the tzar, the gullus. It's kiddushiv kasis lamaor, similar idea to Rabbi Elimelech Binyamin. Ulekach al yitztaru begalus keayid zekeh kach yizkul letorah lahalos ner tamid sheyasmidu bo lechol yeshuvu. And that really helps the fact that we were in gullus. Also, it's a little bit difficult to understand. Couldn't we just stay in Eretz Yisrael and be able to masmidim? Why? To see something about the gullus aspect, that also, I remember the Rav used to talk about, he used to say we have to give so many, you know, really, the credit should go to the wives. And when he was talking about learning in Europe, he says, we all ran to the Beis Medrash. Of course we ran to the Beis Medrash. We were so poor. Maybe this is also deeper, I understand, Rabbi Yonasan and Eifshitz. We were so poor, we couldn't afford, you think we had heat in the house, you know, very little heat. In the Beis Medrash, they had the fire going. So we used to run to the Beis Medrash, and that's where you would learn. There's something to be said for those who are, how do I say this? Those who are stuck at home and not spending all their time running from vacation to vacation. Those who are just able to stay home and to learn, to spend more time, to do the Ata Tetzaveh. This is really what life is really supposed to be about, of surrounding ourselves with Sfarim, surrounding ourselves with Shiurim, and constantly learning the daf and just engrossing ourselves in the Dvar Hashem. So you see from here, so many beautiful ideas. The absence of the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, whether it be that it was to show that, in a sense, Rav Soloveitchik takes it aside that it was almost a punishment, you know, to show that because of you, history changed. Rabbi Simon gives such a beautiful, beautiful understanding that the missing name is really because Moshe was Mevatel himself. Mevatel himself because of the love that he had for the love that he had for Aaron, and he took away his own kahuna, ability to be kahuna, to give it to others. And the kusas ma'ar, again, we have all the different pshatim, but also from Rabbi Yonis and also Rabbi Biederman, yes, it's talking about Yisurim, but kusas ma'ar, it has to be yegiyas ha'Torah, the difficulty to spend time into learning.